This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Welcome to Betting Weekly Extra Time European Edition. You're with myself, Dan Roebuck, senior handicapper. Steve Wiss is alongside me. Daniele Fisichella is with us for a seventh consecutive week. And if you don't know, this is a winner stays on show. So the challengers only get paid when they're on the show. So Daniele, your invoice and the amount that's on it must be getting bigger by the week. Nigel's going to be skinned.
Hi, Dan. Well, I know the Ferrari got delivered this morning, but I'm not sure. I might send it back, go for a Porsche. But yeah, I mean, just that's the life I'm living now at the moment. Hire Jay, yeah. Asked it.
This is how we roll. RJ's back, as you can see. And while Daniele has defeated RJ previously, and indeed everybody else on a couple of occasions, multiple times, RJ, I can tell you, is the only challenger to have managed to profit when he's been on against Daniele. So, you know, RJ was in good form, just happened to come up against Daniele, who was in better form. RJ, how have you been?
Yeah, great to be here. Good morning, good afternoon, gentlemen. Doing good. Good to be back. It's Daniele, impressive run, my friend. You know, I don't have a Porsche or a Ferrari in the driveway yet. I'll give you mine.
I'll lend you mine for a couple of days.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate that, my man. We'll check back in a month. But yeah, great to be here with you all. And yeah, ready to get after it.
Steve, both yourself and Daniele were in profit last week. RJ, of course, the last time he was on the show as well. So hopefully we can have a good money-making weekend. We are due one, I think, Steve.
I'll tell you what vehicle I need around here today. I need one of these, like, Chelsea Tractor 4x4 type. Well, snow's just coming Yorkshire, you see. Heavy snow. So it's one of those shows where I might get interrupted by a school ringing me up saying, come and get your kid, or the wife might be on the blower saying, what do I do? I need to come home. So, yeah, you know what snow's like in the UK. We cannot handle snow over here. And even in Yorkshire, we can't handle it, Dan. So, but, yeah, in terms of this profit and show, I hit the hot dog last week. Two-unit play. I was pleased to finally cash that one. Daniele's been in profit again. And, you know, the man who started off back in early January, RJ's back. He was very unlucky to lose that week.
Very unlucky to lose. A reminder of the challenge. We tweaked it again ever so slightly. Four plays still count, including a best bet two-unit pick. And we've got the big price hot dog section. Again, we'll be looking ahead to the two big games this weekend across the continent. We've got one in Spain, one in Germany. Top two go to head-to-head in both countries. It's at Real Madrid against Girona, and Bayern are heading to face Bayer Leverkusen. The other two picks are basically free picks for all of our handicappers. Don't have to necessarily go for a same game parlay, but we have got one on the show nonetheless. We're going to start with Steve's best bet of the weekend. Borussia Mönchengladbach take on Darmstadt. Gladbach a -175 here. Darmstadt big price +440. Not easy as you think betting overs in Germany. We know that the average goals per game is over 3 in the German top division, but only 7 teams are profitable in the Bundesliga if you back them every single week when it comes to over 2.5. The most profitable team, Steve, is?
Well, you actually sent me this on a tweet last night, and I've forgotten which team it is, but I would have to go. because there's 18 out of 20 games over 2.5 for Gladbach, it's got to be them.
It is Gladbach by quite some way, and you have gone for Gladbach with goals once again, but not the 2.5 line. It's difficult to get the 2.5 line now because it's always short. It's minus money again this week at -159, so you've got to get a little bit creative if you're playing overs in Germany. Not quite as straightforward as it may look.
I actually think that's a really good bet at -159 over 2.5 goals. I'm going with over 2.75 goals on the Asian line at -129. So, and I still think that's a very generous line here. I mean, I've just said 18 out of 20 games for Gladbach in Bundesliga have had at least 3 goals in them. So if there's 3 goals here, we're cashing at least a half winner. So already that makes a lot of sense. Two reasons I like this bet. Obviously, Gladbach games are full of goals. And secondly, everyone knows I don't rate Darmstadt at all. So in many ways, this is a bit of a fade of Darmstadt. I feel like they're right, a big candidate to sort of take a big beating. So if they do get batters, say 3 or 4, then we're winning anyway. But I actually think Darmstadt will get on the score sheet. They get Gladbach do give you chances, and it's just a question of taking them. I'm just looking at the Darmstadt strikers, and you know, one player's let them down this year is probably Luca Pfeiffer up front. 1 goal in 20 games. I mean, this is someone who scored 17 goals for them in Bundesliga 2 a couple of years ago, and he's actually on loan from Stuttgart. It's interesting, 31 shots, 14 on target. That's not a bad rate, is it? So he's actually minus 103 for a shot on target here, Luca Pfeiffer. That could do worse than that. Plus 400 for those who are brave enough for him to hit the back of the net. But I think I'd rather have Michel Pfeiffer up front for me, the way he's hardly scored a goal. But they'll get chances. I mean, I'm thinking 3-1, 4-1 to Borussia Mönchengladbach, but can you trust them? You know, the old Desmond 2-2 might come out. It's got to be goals, though, Dan, for me. Over 2.75. Take the over 3 goal line as well if you want bigger odds. But I really like this play for my double unit selection of the week.
2-unit, best bet. We like Gladbach against Darmstadt. Over 2.75 on the Asian line at minus 129. Daniele's first pick, Juventus against Udinese. This is 2:45 on Monday, incidentally. So Monday night game locally, obviously, middle of the afternoon, stateside. Juve are minus 250, Udinese plus 750, big price draw plus 270. Just on the title race, Daniele, because it was a big game last weekend, of course, the Derby d'Italia, Juve beaten by Inter. Is that it now, do you think? Is that Juve's last chance, plus 600 now for the Scudetto, Inter minus 1,000?
No, but obviously Inter confirmed they are the best team and the strongest team in Italy. And Juventus played the game that everyone expected them to play, a little bit disappointing. They really didn't push Inter to the limits. Zero saves for Sommer. But I don't think the title race is over for two reasons, mainly because the Champions League is restarting soon and Inter have to play Atletico Madrid and maybe they'll go far as they did last year. And also because Juventus won't give up. They didn't give up last season when they got docked 10 points. So why they should give up this season when they've done much better? And they've been extremely reliable at home, especially against lower table sides. And that's why I do fancy them to win against Udinese and keep the chase for a little bit longer.
Unbeaten as well at home this season. As you say, they've made a habit of beating the sort of also-rans. And also, aside from that Inter game, they've started to score goals here in this plays into your particular pick here, because we need Juve to win and we need them to win well.
To win healthily, yes. Minus 125 on the Asian handicap, which pays minus 106. So if they win only by one goal margin, you only lose half a stake. That's why I go for the 2-unit picks. I'm pretty certain Juventus are going to win this one, as they did against Sassuolo, as again against Frosinone, against Salernitana. Recently, they've been scoring a few goals. But, you know, the fact that they're now slightly out of the title race, but not completely out, because Inter still got a game in hand, will mean they will play with less tension. They don't have that enough pressure on them. And, you know, they always consider themselves a little bit of an outsider in this title race. They were very nervous at the San Siro, especially Vlahovic picked up a yellow, missed a couple of chances. Ildiz was out of the game. I think now they're going to play with less nerves. And Udinese, unfortunately, I don't think they got any chance. 13 draws this season. They only won 2 games, 2-0, both 2-0 against Milan and Bologna. I don't think they're going to go to Turin and keep a clean sheet. Lost 3 of the last 5, no wins in 5, no goals in the last 2 games. Although they're trying, they had 5 shots on target only in the first half against Monza. They're trying so hard, they're going to come unstuck. So yes, Juventus Udinese, Juventus Asian handicap, minus 1.25, minus 106 for me.
That is the 2-unit play from Daniele, Juventus against Udinese. We like Juve to win comfortably. RJ's first 2-unit play, or the only 2-unit play that RJ's going to have anyway, is in Spain. Mallorca against Rayo Vallecano here. Mallorca are plus 140, Rayo are plus 230. The draw 2-1. 125 of the 230 La Liga games this season have gone under. Mallorca, Rayo are both profitable under 2.5 teams. But a little like Germany, RJ, although in the reverse, the lines are starting to be set a little lower. So again, you've got to go creative and you've got to go on the Asian line here if you want to try and get some juice out of these games. What's your play?
Yeah, so I'm looking at Mallorca versus Rayo Vallecano under 2 at minus 115. I'm actually surprised I didn't see a message from Steve asking if I was all right. Because
well, you know, I'll tell you why, RJ. I actually really love this play. That's why.
Oh, well, I didn't that makes message. Me feel pretty good then, doesn't it?
But you've gone a few unders, haven't you? You've gone for a few unders.
I have. I've turned a new leaf this year. Yeah. A little bit more creative. But yeah, Mallorca, under the management of Javier Aguirre, they've had a challenging season. You know, performance levels obviously not meeting expectations. However, you know, despite that, they are not in immediate danger of relegation, and they actually are participating in the Copa del Rey semifinals. So they're moving along in the Spanish domestic tournament. They've only scored 19 goals in 23 La Liga matches this season, and their form has dipped a little bit recently with no wins in their last five league games, including a 4-0 loss against Athletic Club. And then Rayo, on the other hand, you know, they've faced their own set of challenges, losing key players and their manager this past summer. They're in a relegation battle. They did have a decent start to the season, but they slipped to the bottom, close to the bottom three recently. And, you know, obviously the coach is under pressure, especially following a 2-1 defeat against Sevilla. And they've only managed to win one out of the last 12 La Liga matches. So we're looking at two teams that, you know, are in poor form, quite desperate. Mallorca, Pablo Maffeo is out due to injury. Kyle Larin is suspended. Rayo Vallecano has the return of Pathy Sis and Bibi from the Africa Cup of Nations. However, Diego Mendez is likely a doubt due to injury. But yeah, the match is a crucial juncture for both teams. Obviously, you know, Mallorca aiming to distance themselves from the relegation zone, and Rayo trying to you know, further halt their slide down to that spot. So from a perspective of stats, this was a no-brainer. Both sides average under one goal for and just under two against. But I have a hard time seeing, you know, more than two here, right? I, you know, based on historical facts and their current form. So under two at -115 was one of the surer and standout plays for me this week.
We expect it to be tight between Mallorca and Rayo, 10:15. On Sunday morning.
Plus, just before time. Dan, you look at this. +515 for no goal scorer with Bet Rivers in this game. I think this is a 0-0 written all over it. I really do. I think if you look at both teams, the amount of draws that happen and no goal scorer, or if you can take that, always take that over 0-0, because then there's an own goal. You still cash if it's 1-0.
That's the way to play. Always look for that no goal scorer rather than the nil-nil. It's only a small percentage, but it does happen a number of times in every single league over the course of the year. That's Mallorca versus Rayo. Two huge games in Germany and Spain this weekend, both on Saturday, prime lunchtime viewing in the US. We've got Leverkusen against Bayern and Real Madrid against Girona. We've not got official picks in this, but it would be remiss of us not to tackle the big games across the continent. So I'm just going to get the opinion of the boys. Leverkusen Bayern first up, 12:30 on Saturday lunchtime. Leverkusen here, Daniele, +160. Bayern +145. The draw +290 here. I mean, Leverkusen keep finding a way to win games, don't they? They keep scoring in the 90th minute. Do you sense that they're just hanging on in the title race, or are they the real deal? What's your take on the big game in the Bundesliga?
They are the real deal because in the reverse fixture, they almost played Bayern Munich off the park, and those things don't come by chance. Of course, fixture accumulation, fatigue, that can count. So a couple of late winners, I think you always have to take into account. But, you know, the obvious choice for me in this game is goals. Bayern with a few injuries, Alphonso Davies, the last one to the list, Leverkusen, five players with 10 or more goal involvements, and they are top in the top five European leagues. Of course, Kane is in great form, so you can always go for over three goals. 85% of Bayern's games and 75% of Leverkusen game have produced more than 2.5 goals, over three goals, both to score. That's what I would like.
RJ, Bayern, biggest price they've been all season. First time they've been plus money in the Bundesliga this campaign. I mean, some people will look at that and think, this is a price that I can't miss on Bayern. How do you see the game? Can we hear you, RJ? We can't hear you. Oh, there we go.
Sorry, I had myself on mute. Yeah, I think Leverkusen are, as Daniele said, the real deal. You know, those late winners that they keep coming through with, you know, could come back to haunt them eventually. The reverse fixture 2-2, you know, Bayer, they should have won that game, arguably. I think the biggest thing here is, you know, from an injury perspective, right? You saw Victor Boniface go out with a groin injury. We figure, all right, maybe there'll be a little bit of a lapse from this team, or they'll have some kind of adjustment needed. They picked up right where they've been all year, right? They haven't lost all season domestically. And, you know, I have a hard time. You know, Bayern's won the last 11 titles?
And something like that.
I believe I think expect more of a similar type match in the reverse fixture, right? Both teams to score over 2.5. I have a hard time though not sticking with Leverkusen here to carry that title trophy, because they haven't shown any signs of regression all year, and I have a hard time seeing them do so with what do we got? 17, 18 games left in the season, give or take.
Well, Leverkusen plus 160. They are a slightly bigger price than Bayern. Steve, what's your take on this one? I mean, the Asian goal line is 3.25. Is that too high? Is it on trend given the league, given the two teams? Is there any juice in the money line? What do you think?
I have a big problem predicting Bayern Munich under Thomas Tuchel. Whenever I think they're going to do well in the game, they struggle, and vice versa. When I start to doubt them, they get a result. And I'm personally doubting them heading into this fixture. All the stats, all the trends, all the performances lead towards Leverkusen getting at least a point, which makes me think Bayern probably turn up and get a job done here. It's just the way it is. Maybe that's their mentality of the squad. They like to prove the doubters wrong. And what you got to remember with Leverkusen, they've not won a major trophy since 1993. So that's why they have a nickname over there, Leverkusen. And I mean, they've got a massive chance in the German Cup. It's like, I think there's 3 out of 4 teams remaining in that, a Bundesliga 2. And Gladbach, obviously the Europa League, and it's a two-horse race in the Bundesliga. And if I had to have a bet on the game, it would be over 3.25 goals. I agree with Daniele there. I think, you know, it's one of those I probably will end up taking, to be honest, because the way these two sides, it feels like a shootout. But occasionally you can get these title deciders, or if it's not a decider, but it's a big game at the top right now. It can go a bit cagey. So, you know, there is, like RJ said, there's a lot of injuries around, but Bayern especially. I mean, will Kim Min-jae be back? You know, South Korea are knocked out of the Asian Cup now, but will he be ready to start? You know, the likes of Upamecano was doubtful. Koeman, you know, I don't know. Let's see what the starting 11 is for both sides. And, you know, I think logic points towards Leverkusen actually getting a result. But Bayern, this must be the biggest price they've ever been in the Bundesliga for God knows how long.
I don't know. I looked at this season. They've only been plus money once before, and that was in the Champions League away at Man United, would you believe?
I wonder when the last time they were this price in a match that mattered, maybe the last game or two, they might have been a big dog when in a team that had to win for motivation. But I think whatever the result of this game, we'll look back on it and think, wow, they were a massive price here. So, but it's the goals. If I had to go anything, I'd go the goals.
Goals we like in the big game in Germany. Big game in Spain, Saturday, 12:30, Saturday lunchtime. Real Madrid against Girona. Real Madrid here, minus 225. Girona plus 540. Draw plus 390. RJ, bookmakers have been getting Girona wrong all season, and they keep offering big prices. This is the biggest of the games for them. Does the money line look right? Are the layers dismissing Girona too easily? What's your take?
Yeah, no, I think the lines do look right here, and I'm looking at it. It's set up for a pretty nice lunchtime on Saturday, right? I'm going to have a nice little buffet set up for these two matches, do a little split screen. But yeah, Real Madrid currently leading the table, hold a narrow two-point advantage over Girona. Both sides only suffered one defeat this season. Obviously, this fixture is going to be crucial, as you said, towards influencing the title race. Real Madrid took a 1-1 draw against Atletico Madrid recently and ended in the series of 6 consecutive victories. However, they've remained unbeaten in their last 17 league matches. Girona, on the other hand, come off a stalemate against Real Sociedad. So a little bit of team news here. Real Madrid will be without Vinicius Jr. Well, his participation is uncertain, but there is optimism he might return. Diabet, Courtois, and defenders David Alaba and Eder Militao are sidelines due to injuries. Eduardo Camavinga is doubtful. Girona will miss Yangel Herrera daily blind due to suspensions, along with David Lopez, Joe Rocha, and Tony Villa. One thing here that I wanted to bring up, and I think why, to answer your question, Dan, why the line is probably right here, I think the aerial threat that Real Madrid poses to Girona is that difference maker here, specifically Josulo. He's got a significant height advantage, and I think he could exploit Girona's defensive vulnerabilities. He's been very effective with headers this season, and I think that will be key to the matchup. But I think that's likely one of the reasons, outside of Real Madrid's just dominance in this league, with this price seems to be right this week.
Steve, have you got an angle in for us?
This was a really tough game, I think, because there's 15 matches left in the season. So I think there's long enough left that where the pressure might not be getting to Girona just yet. If there was like 6 or 7 games left, I would really fear for them in this sort of game. I think Real Madrid would show their intensity and their experience and their title sort of ruthlessness. But there's enough time left where Girona might not be feeling it yet. And you know, Real Madrid, this is a tough. I think the Asian line's right, -1 Asian handicap. Real Madrid to win by one goal feels very possible. The goal line, I think, is at 3.25 to 3.5. I'd actually be going under, I think, rather than Girona away games recently have not contained many goals, but it's a different dynamic of match. I actually think this is one to watch, Dan, and not to bet on heavily. So I really am struggling for an angle here. I think for all the neutral of us out there, would kind of like to see a Girona win.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. But they're plus 540, and as RJ rightly points out, some key players missing. Daniele, from a Real Madrid point of view, they're back in Champions League action next week away at Leipzig, and those players that are maybe a doubt, maybe Ancelotti could rest them. Any thoughts on Madrid-Girona from yourself?
Well, Madrid have got an almost 100% win record at Bernabeu, only dropped points against Atletico and Rayo, unbeaten since 24th of September, but they've got a makeshift back four. Lunin, Carvajal, Nacho, Vasquez and Mendy. Tell me if at the beginning of the season you would have thought that was going to be Real Madrid defense, but on the other hand, they got players that are playing really well. Brahim Diaz stepping up as well, and I think Girona are going to have chances. They got nothing to lose here, and I think this game is much more difficult than the one against Leipzig for Real Madrid. But look at Girona away from home against the top sides in La Liga. They conceded 3 against Atletico, 3 against Real, 2 against Barcelona. Both to score for me. I know the price is not amazing, but probably the one to go for.
Both to score for Daniele, if you fancy a lean in that one. Hossolu to score, plus 102 to get the first, plus 360. Hot dogs in profit this season. Daniele has been nailing them pretty much every single week. Steve's been good as well. Obviously, both cashed last week. We've got 3 for you again this week, 9:30 Saturday. First of all, as we go to Germany, Steve, for your play.
Yeah, I had a lot of sort of tempters from a hot dog this week. There was several around the plus 160 to plus 170 range, which I couldn't have because we were having a plus 180 or more at the time of recording.
Everyone goes bigger now. Everyone goes plus 200. Plus 200 plus is the new plus 180.
I had a lot of sort of tempters, and I was going to go over 4 Asian goals in this game that I'm going to discuss, and it is in Augsburg against RB Leipzig. So I was thinking over 4 Asian goals at plus 210, but I've not had a good record with the hot dog when I've gone a big over this year. So I've gone with a goal scorer. I think it's the first time I've actually gone with one for the hot dog. Yeah, and I was thinking if there's going to be 5 goals here, then this man's probably going to score one of them. And I'm going with an Augsburg player. And the player that I'm backing any time, and it's actually plus 235 at the time of recording now, is the Bosnian forward, Emerdin Demirovic, who I really like this guy. Whenever I look at him, I feel like he could get a big move in the summer somewhere, actually. He's approaching prime age. 11 goals and 6 assists in the Bundesliga this season. He's one of the captains of the club. He's on penalty duty. He's got a decent XG, 8.46. And he's got an expected assist of nearly 5 as well. So he's involved. He's heavily involved in the action. And, if Augsburg do get on the score sheet here, which I think they will, obviously, then he's probably the man to do it. And RB Leipzig, I just feel they give way too many big chances away, Dan. You know, they probably win this game. But with Leipzig, you just always fancy your chances, I think, as a forward. I mean, Dennis Undaf scored a hat-trick against them a couple of weeks ago for Stuttgart. So they are vulnerable. And Demirovic scored a brace against Bayern recently. All right, one was from the penalty spot. But again, that's one of the reasons we're backing him here. So, yeah, Emerdin Demirovic, to score at any time for Augsburg against RB Leipzig, plus 235. I thought I'd mix it up this week and try a different sort of hot dog.
2 in 5 versus Leipzig, incidentally, for Demirovic. So he's got good goal-scoring form against the team that he faces. Midday Saturday for Daniele's hot dog. And again, we are focusing on a player. Roma Inter, Daniele.
Great game to watch. It's a Roma with the tails up after 3 wins in 3 with Daniele De Rossi. I'm really curious to see if he goes with attacking formation with Lukaku, El Shaarawy, Dybala and Pellegrini all together against the leaders. So if he chooses a more cautious approach, Inter in command, great win against Juventus, confidence, resilience, all attributes given by their amazing run in the Champions League last season. But I'm going for a player here. I'm going for a quirky one. Nicolò Barella, the Inter midfielder, to get a card of any color, plus 230, possibly a yellow card. Now, Barella, I think, is one of the best midfielders in Italy, but he's got a problem, and the problem is that he complains too much. He talks too much to the referee without being the captain, and he gets booked far too many times for being a player that doesn't commit a lot of fouls. Now, in Serie A, there are 115 players who have made more fouls than Barella. He committed 17, by the way, this season, but he already got 7 bookings this season, and often he gets booking against big teams. He got booked against Napoli, Bologna, Lazio, Fiorentina, Benfica. Last season he got 10 bookings, 3 in the Champions League, 1 in the semi-final, 1 in the final. When the game is hotting up and when the game is difficult for Inter, he often complains, and hopefully the yellow cards are for dissent. And I think he's going to play the whole game, this time, because Frattesi's natural replacement is injured. I think it's going to be a tough game for Inter. Not necessarily a game that Inter I'm expecting to win, possibly a boat to score. And because it's going to be a high price, I like Barella to get booked. And just one more thing, he has already spent his suspension in Italy. He's already been booked 4 times. So it's clear, so he can complain as much as he wants and get booked.
Is he the sort of player who, if he scored, is he going to take his shirt off, Daniele?
No, he's not going to take his shirt off because he's never done it. He scored a few last-minute winners again with Inter and didn't take his shirt off. Oh. But he's going to be in the referee ears if the game goes the way I think it's going to go. And, check his record. It's very clear that he gets... sometimes the nerves gets to him, but he's a fantastic player and a very good game against Juventus last
year. I think this is first of all, great insight from Daniele and a really good play. We go a little bit more orthodox for RJ's hot dog, but it is the biggest price of the lot. RJ, you're going to Serie A for your big price play this weekend.
I am. I want to just give a quick shout out. Speaking of talking too much, as Daniele said, I wanted to get this in. So this little jersey I'm wearing, or kit, if you will, is from Rhode Island FC, which is a...
I like this one. This is lovely, yeah.
Yeah, I posted it on my social, but they're a... expansion team in the USL Championship. Obviously, doesn't get much attention in nationally. It's the league below the MLS in the United States. But a team in my state, the smallest state in the country, I figured I'd give them a shout. They ended up sending this this jersey to me, so I appreciate that. But give them a follow. I think Rhode Island FC on Twitter or Instagram, they picked up the Golden Boot winner from last season from Pittsburgh Riverhounds. He scored like 24 goals last season. So maybe you can carry that over.
It looks a nice shirt, that. I've got to say, it looks quite clean.
Yeah, you did put it up on Twitter the other week, didn't you? I did like it. I could give a quick
model through, but I posted it on my social media. It's probably better to look over there. But
if your hot dog comes in, we expect you to shirt off and throw it around. You
whip it around. All right, fair enough.
We'll hold you to it. So I'm not quite sure if you want this one to win or not. But anyway, I'm sure you do. Go on.
I've been hitting the gym, Jim. Well, Dan, let's see it, But
you're a young man. You can do it.
Exactly. Yeah. But, heading to Daniele's homeland, right? Cagliari versus Lazio, plus 265. Actually, plus 270 as listed here on the sheet. Honestly, I'm not going to go too deep into this. It's more of a reasoning because of the situation, right? Cagliari are in the relegation zone or right outside it. They're desperate. Lazio are just inconsistent on the road. I don't really trust them. I think, you know, Pavoletti is a key, obviously the key man for Cags. I just, honestly, I just have a hard time seeing Lazio come out with a victory here. Obviously at that price, it's a bit of a reach. I tried looking at the card angles, the corner angles, but this play stood out because I also, and I mentioned this to the guys, but I have like a value filter that I use with my data sources. And this play stood out from a value perspective. It was one of the highest rated value plays over the weekend. Now, those value plays don't always come through. I want to be, you know, disclaimer on that. I kind of handpick my value plays. And normally I pick value plays in leagues with very low predictability. But this Serie A has high predictability. But again, I still think this has a good strong chance to come through. And at this price, you know, we play this for a reason, right? It's a value play, and I think this has some strong value.
What do we think, Daniel? If we went to Cagliari and called people cags, do you think we'd get away with that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure they'll understand it. One way. But I think coming back to the pick, RJ. I'm not sure. I think this might cost you the challenge. I can't see Cagliari. I mean, I went back to BetRivers and there was a very nice Cagliari on the money line plus 155. I know it doesn't qualify for the odd,
yeah,
but that would have made more sense to me. I know Cagliari are strong at home, 15 points, 4 wins, but look at the team they've beaten. Frosinone, Genoa, Sassuolo, and Bologna recently, which I put it on my hot dog, won me, but it was a lucky win. They didn't deserve to win that one. And Lazio are way, way too stronger than them. They were coming on the back of 5 good results. That's very difficult for me to see Cagliari winning it. If you say Lazio not winning it, yeah, I would have been with you. A win for Ranieri and Cagliari, can't see it.
You know what, Guy, I just add a couple of things about that game because I agree with both guys. I don't trust Lazio at all. I think that they're far too inconsistent and they're capable of laying an egg, as you say, in the States. But last week, that performance for Cagliari against Real, that was one of the worst Serie A performances I've seen.
Yeah, exactly.
For a long time. They were shocking, but it's completely different at home.
But against the top teams this season in Serie A, they get beaten by everyone but Bologna. So they lost every single game against top teams. Lazio is still a top team, not performing as well as last season. I can't see them losing, I'm afraid.
They were shambles against Roma. Like, seriously, they're on my planet.
Yeah, no, I mean, they were very flat.
One thing I would say is, in RJ's defence here, is that both Daniele and Steve over the last few weeks have got Cagliari completely wrong. So let's just see what happens this time around.
You know what they say, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once
there,
in a while.
This is
right?
It. So. Stop clocks right twice a day and all that. Now, we've spent far too much time on Cagliari versus Lazio, so we're going to have to rattle through the rest of the picks. We've got a couple of picks each from the boys. We're going to go to Spain next for Steve's second pick here, Alaves against Villarreal. Alaves plus 115, Villarreal plus 240. Did say that Spain's a bit of an unders league, but not, Steve, when it comes to Villarreal.
I'll keep this quick, Dan. Over 2.5 goals at minus 106. I nearly had this as a hot dog on the over 3 Asian goal line at plus 170. Main reason, because Villarreal under Marcelino away from home since he's took over. 6 out of 8 games in all competitions over 2.5. They conceded 18 goals away from home in 8 games, including against Minnows in the Cup. They just, every time you watch Villarreal, they just can't defend very well. The only low scoring games they have are usually at home against teams like some like Mallorcas and Cadiz of this world who come to defend. Alaves are a legitimately mid table side on their metrics and everything this season. They're not under any pressure from relegation. They gave it a good go against Barcelona last week. I feel quite an open game. And I don't know who's going to win it. I wouldn't trust Villarreal. Probably wouldn't trust Alaves either. Maybe a good old-fashioned Desmond Tutu. But over 2.5 goals, simple one, minus 106.
Shade under even money if you're playing overs in the Alaves-Villarreal game. Daniele, you've gone to Genoa-Atalanta for your second play here. Atalanta, our favourites, just over even money at plus 108. And potentially could be good for a top 4 finish here, plus 125 to finish in those Champions League spots. What's your take on this one?
Certainly, Atalanta, one of the most informed teams in Italy, 8 wins in the last 10 in all competitions. Genoa as well, very informed, unbeaten in 8 since the 4th of December, and plus 11 points on the drop. Added a striker in January, Vitinha from Olympique Marseille, because they got a 12th attack and they are penultimate for attempts. But at home, they got a good record against top sides, 2 points of Inter, Juventus, Napoli, beat Roma as well. Only 2 defeats for Genoa. The downside of Atalanta is the away form. Only 3 away clean sheets, 14 goals conceded. I think they're going to struggle here at Marassi. I can see a both to score. Minus 112, Atalanta are in form, but Genoa home, very, very difficult to beat. Both to score, minus 112.
Again, just under even money, minus 112. Both teams to score at Genoa versus Atalanta. And second pick for RJ here. We've got Montpellier, Lyon. Lyon plus 138. They are favourites. They are resurgent, RJ, at the moment. And they were awful for most of the season, but a cup win in midweek and a league win last time out. They're outside the relegation zone for the first time pretty much all season. And again, this is the new RJ. You like unders in this one.
Yeah. Yeah, Lyon's season has been challenging, as you stated, Dan. They found themselves, 15th position, 3 points away from the relegation zone for much of the season. However, under the guidance of their third manager of the season, Pierre Sage, Lyon has seen a return upturn in form. 6 wins in the 10 games that he's been in charge. The run has allowed them to move clear of the relegation playoff spot, so they're now sitting level with Montpellier and Nantes. You know, key player for Lyon, Lacazette, who scored half of the Lyon's 20 goals this season. He'll be crucial for this match, especially seeing he's got a scoring streak over the last 4 league un matches. Montpellier, sitting just above Lyon in the league standings, will miss the services of 2 internationals due to domestic responsibilities. Just leave that there. But the predicted lineups will suggest that Lyon will feature some of the significant signings they had in the January transfer window. Gift Orban and Nemanja Matic, who have already made significant contributions. But from a stat perspective, Montpellier averaged 0.6 goals for, 1 against over the last 6 home matches. They failed to score in almost half of those. They keep a clean sheet in almost half of those matches. Lyon on the road averaged 1 goal for and under 2 against and failed to score in 1 out of 5, and they've kept a clean sheet in just about half of those matches. So under 2.5 at minus 112, even with their form, I like unders here.
Unders again for RJ, just briefly on relegation. RJ, Montpellier plus 450. Do we think Lyon now plus 600? And I'll ask this to Steve as well. Are they going to stay up now? I mean, they were a team right at the start of the season. We thought, well, they're not going to go down. Do you think they're on the right trajectory to keep their top flight status?
They won in the cup last night. Sorry, RJ. I was saying they won in the cup last night, and I didn't expect them to win. These two sides have the biggest... I mean, they've got a combined underachievement on XG of 17 goals between them. And it gets to a stage where you think, well, it's just not going to happen. Montpellier especially. They don't make anything of their chances enough. And I can absolutely see why RJ's like an under king now, by the way, on the Bet River shows. I can totally see why he's going under
me, Steve.
Here. Well, no, I mean, strike while the iron's hot. I can totally see why you got into this bet. I mean, I don't know if you got an opinion on Lyon, whether you think he'll stay up now or not. I think they will, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's just quite simply, as I stated, they found that... it seems they found that... the right form they need, 1-6 out of their last 10 under this third manager. And I think, third time's a charm here. I think they're going to stay up.
Third picks. And again, we'll rattle through these. And Steve and RJ have agreed here. I don't know if they've been copying each other's homework on the bus to school. Steve, I'll let you go first with your thoughts on Lorient-Reims, Sunday, 9 a.m.
I love that pronunciation there, Dan. A lot of people get that one wrong. But... when I first saw RJ had a pick in this game as well, I thought, oh, he's going against me again here, because the last time that happened, then he beat me, of course. But we are both in aligning with the same bet. It's over 2.5 goals at minus 106. I mean, 2 things I like about Lorient. I think there's been a big change since the start of the year. I think there was a meeting behind the scenes where the presidents decided to back the manager. A lot thought he was going to get sacked, but they brought in an assistant called Yannick Cahuzac, former Bastia Lens player, who's one of the dirtiest ever I've known in Liga. 142 yellows and 19 reds in his 451 game career. And already I've noticed the cards are piling up for Lorient since the start of 2024. And I think he's brought a bit of a nastiness to them, a cynical element. They're out for results. They're out to have a really good swing. And I think this is going to be an open game. The 3-3 draw last time at home. I just talked about cards. Theo Labriz plays for Lorient. He's the son of the manager. He's 10-1 to be carded. Been playing clean all year. Suddenly 2 yellows in his last 3 games. Now, I think it's because this assistant manager's come in and said, do you know what? You've got to get stuck in. Otherwise, daddy's losing his job. So that could be one to look at. But yeah, I just feel like, I mean, Rams are a tough one, aren't they? Like, they can be anything now. But they've been involved in some quite open matches of late. And the Ito should be back from Asian Cup duty as well, which helps them. Over 2.5 stood out. I think RJ probably going to a few stats here and that. But it just looks like a good goal line looked low.
RJ, press up on this one. Why do we like over 2.5 from your point of view?
Yeah, Lorient has had a challenging season, but they and, you know, finding themselves near the relegation zone. But with their recent form, that's kind of what I focused on here. They've shown promise, right? 3-3 draw against Le Havre, a 2-1 victory against Metz, which you know, looks to me like they're signifying a turning point under the management of the gentleman that Steve just mentioned,
and Regis Labriz.
Regis Labriz, just smooth, like, you know, flowing with the breeze here. They're just moving along with the. With the current heart streak that they have, right? They do have some injuries. Eigen, Toussaint, Quentin, Bosgaard, and, you know, Benjamin Mendy, long-term injuries. Rems under Will Still, right? The young coach had their sights set on a top six finish, right? European qualification. Despite a 3-2 defeat to Toulouse, their matches have been entertaining. 54 goals in 20 matches so far this season. Key defender Maxime Boussy will also be those out with injury. So due to their recent form, I really like the look of goals at over 2.5, almost even money. This was a no-brainer to me.
Okay, and one final pick from Daniele. What do you like, Daniele, Milan versus Napoli?
It's a same-game parlay, although we changed the format, but I did get the briefing, don't worry. Over 7.5 corners, Kvaratskhelia over 0.5 shots on target and over 7.5 shots on target in the match that plays plus 125. I think Milan, at the moment, they got no problem scoring. No team has scored more goals in this from December than Milan. 25, 8 games unbeaten in Serie A. Difficult to trust Napoli away from home, although they got more points away from home than in the table. But Napoli are the top team for shots in Serie A. Milan are the fifth. Napoli are also the first four corners. So they're going to try. Sometimes they try very confusedly, and sometimes it's often an individual piece of brilliance or individual action. Kvaratskhelia had 5 shots, I think, against Verona. He's top for shot in Serie A, 74, but also top for big chance missed. If you look at Milan, Leao, 11, and Giroud, 8, are in the top 4 for big chances created in Serie A. Giroud also top for assists. So this screams goals. This screams defense that are not great, a little bit leaky. But, you know, it could be, it's very difficult to trust Napoli at the moment, which, by the way, they haven't won against Milan in the last 4. So over 75 corners, Kvaratskhelia, by far Napoli's best player, over 0.5 shots on target, and in total, over 7.5 shots on target in the match. And altogether, it's plus 125.
And we should point out that when Daniele's been playing Milan, he's nailed it every single time, and also Napoli and Kvara last week as well. A real solid play for me. Steve, Daniele's picks, that Juve selection minus 106, the Barella play, I think, is player of the week. 5 yellow cards in 13 matches against Roma. Just to back up what Daniele was saying earlier, that's 38.5%. That's plus 160 rather than plus 230. It's a brilliant play. The both teams to score at Atalanta game, I'm not so sure about. The Kvara bet is brilliant for RJ. My 2 pennies worth, I like the one right at the top of the show. The 2-unit play is probably the best 2-unit play I think we've got this week. Steve, I don't know what you think. The Cagliari game is cost. Cagliari have cost everybody this season, so I'm not quite sure about that. I like the French plays. What are you thinking? This is going to be tight this week for me. Maybe just Daniele again on that Barella play, but I don't know.
I think this has been one of the best shows we've had for variety of bets all year. Like, there's something for everyone, no matter what type of bet you like. And inevitably, maybe it's all going to come down to the Cali rematch, isn't it? Can they rebound after their absolute horror showing on Monday night? One thing I want to say is there's some T-shirts that have actually been delivered.
Not just your merchant. Rhode Island T-shirt.
Yeah, here. I mean, this is a message, around. Right? I couldn't actually fit into this one because the wrong size was given. But this is there we go. You see that? Oh. Don't be a chicken, bet like Wiss.
I like that.
So
at least you get a positive one. All I get.
Oh my goodness!
I keep jinxing everybody. So I'm a bot. I keep jinxing everyone.
I did hear a rumor that it's the back of the shirt which is the more interesting.
Well, the back
one
of the shirt's got like lots of different games where I've said I think this is a really good play and it's lost.
Oh boy!
So Nigel has absolutely done me over for that. Who's going to win the challenge, Steve?
I'm going to say a draw, if it's even possible.
It could be possible. Yes,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Take your calculators out.
I think there's some great picks. I really do think there's some great picks around. We're gonna someone's going to nail a big one somewhere, and then it's like it's anyone's game, isn't it?
Steve, Daniele, RJ, thanks for your company. Good luck to all. We'll keep everyone updated via our Twitter feeds over the weekend. That is a wrap for Betting Weekly Extra Time European show. I'll be back alongside Steve next week, as will one of Daniele or RJ. Let's just say it's going to be Daniele. It could be seven times on the spin. Who will be up against Rory Barlow, our man out in Madrid? Of course, stay across all of the BetRivers content this weekend via at Because We Win from all of us. For now, though, it is goodbye. We will see you next week.
Ciao.
See you. Great show.